AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Democrats continue to talk as they work to fill in the framework of President Biden's $1.75 trillion social services climate change spending plan.
We're on a path to get this all done.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
They have text. The text is up. You know, people have said, I want to see text. The text is up. The text is up for review.
Before leaving for Europe, Biden noted the measure has been trimmed.
No one got everything they wanted, including me. But that's what compromise is. That's consensus. And that's what I ran on.
House progressives are not pleased that family leave has again been left out of the mix. Washington State Representative Pramila Jayapal.
Paid leave is not in the framework that the president laid out. And it's breaking our hearts. And we hope maybe something changes. But at least with the framework that is there, we can endorse that in principle.
Jayapal and other progressives are withholding their support from the companion $1 trillion infrastructure bill until all Senate Democrats are committed to Biden's measure. Facebook is changing its company name at a time that Mark Zuckerberg's online platform is under sharp criticism and scrutiny.
The new name is Meta.
The word Meta comes from the Greek word meaning beyond.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the beyond includes a virtual computer-generated space.
The next platform and medium will be even more immersive, an embodied internet where you're in the experience, not just looking at it. And we call this the metaverse.
Zuckerberg says metaverse isn't here yet.
Some of the basic building blocks are here, though.
Skeptics say Zuckerberg appears to be trying to divert attention away from Facebook's problems. The Real Facebook Oversight Board, a watchdog group, says the name change is meaningless, adding Facebook is destroying our democracy and is the world's leading peddler of disinformation and hate. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Families of the victims of the 2015 Charleston church shooting have reached an $88 million settlement with the Justice Department. Jennifer King has more.
The settlements range from $5 to $7.5 million for the nine people killed and the five survivors. Bakari Sellers is a victim's attorney.
It represents one of the largest settlements of a collection of civil rights cases in this country's history.
The FBI has acknowledged that a faulty background check allowed Dylan Roof to purchase the gun that he used in the 2015 massacre. Eliana Pinckney, age 17, is the eldest daughter of the slain pastor of the AME Emanuel Church.
We're doing everything we can to make sure that my father's legacy doesn't go away.
Jennifer King, Washington.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says U.S. traffic deaths topped 20,000 people in the first half of this year, the highest first half total since 2006, and an 18% increase over the first 6 months of 2020. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.